said they'd see some colonel out there, and we ain't heard from him yet. And the appendix said the Air Force had no comment.
That's Herbert. That's Herbert. What colonel was this?
Yeah, do you have some questions that you want to ask? I'm on.
You haven't heard from University of Colorado, Dr. Condon group yet, have you?
No, we haven't.
Well, now,
they are supposed to send a man in here to look this up. I think we have a report that said citing yours and several others on the made.
Yeah, so now, let's see. You've started to fill that Keenan report out, which is...
Yes, have you? I started to, but I thought maybe somebody would tell me something from the government, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to fill it out until...
Well, of course...
I don't think they will.
They have a habit of covering things up.
Yeah, that's right. No, it was quite interesting that you took the piece of metal. Of course, it's so small that its significance may be difficult now.
Did you get any reading on that?
I haven't had it analyzed yet.
Did anybody check the area out there for any radioactivity?
Yeah.
It's in the day's paper.
Find anything?
It's in your...
it's in your pocket, I believe.
You got some
higher here than...
I had a reading, but not being familiar with it,
So is that the Ashley paper?
No, this is the...
Lincoln. I got two more papers in there with it.
And I told this reporter in Lincoln, and he sent some people out here.
What is that?
It's an article all the way down the paper.
This is in the
dark green. It goes all the way down here.
Lincoln Journal for Friday, December 8th, p.m., right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. See, this is why we should get that Lincoln paper on that other sighting. See, there was a sighting the Tuesday night that we came out here at 11 o'clock.
Again,
see, and we haven't been able to learn the names of anybody.
I've got two more officers, elderly women.
They're local people.
They're
local,
yeah. And they've seen the same thing. I haven't had a chance to talk to them.
Is that right?
They don't. They're afraid of Pavlisky and stuff.
Right.
We could
talk to them without Pavlisky. That is, if you would, if you'd ever get him to where you want to call him up here.
Right. 8 micro wrenches, about 160 times higher than normal.
See, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah.
I have no training in that.
Yeah, now, on that metal piece, there's a physics man, Dr., his name was J.G. McMillan at OU, that's quite interested in this, and he may assist you, see? No, I couldn't get a hold of him. He had some meeting going on at OU.
We have a group of people organized there, different experts we can call on.
Private than the. I'm not going to send it to the government. I'm a little bit leery. I mean, I might not have anything done again.
Yeah.
If you give them anything,
you'll never
get
it
back.
Right.
No.
If you have any pictures, they usually try to get your negatives, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, you see, now, there was an incident in Omaha where we went and got some material in a guy's yard, and I measured it and took pictures of it, and he worked for Allied Chemical this spring as a guard. Well, he took the material down there to their chemist. And the first thing you know, the guys from Offutt Field were there, but he managed to hold back a big chunk about like that, and they took a photograph of it at Allied Chemical of the pieces that were in a gallon can. Well, the only thing that he had left was a photograph, and the Offutt got all the little piece of wire and some of the things we thought would be good for him to still have. He don't have them anymore.
To Western Electric, and they ran a... spectrograph on it, which is a pretty high-class test, and they told me exactly what they found. Did you get any report on your piece of metal yet?
I haven't.
He hasn't had it analyzed.
I'm still hanging on to it.
Now, we got this from this fella, and...
This extra radioactivity is very important.
What's OPPD officials got to say about it?
I borrowed their guidance.
Oh, yeah.
Not all.
OPPD officials in Ashland, what have they got here? Has OPPD got
an office here?
They do. Well, we noticed there's a big switching or a transformer place out by that power station, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got if I had my mapping here, I'd show you, but there's a 69,000-volt line comes up from Lewisville and crosses the highway out here, and it cuts straight north about where the switching or that big transformer is.
This may or may not have. There's evidence around the country where these are seen usually in the proximity to large power lines frequently.
There's no power lines in this area.
Where
her side is right straight out here. Yeah. And these power lines set, substation more or less sets over here.
Yeah. Well,
why don't you, 2 or 3 miles?
You know, let me quickly go over what I have to say and then I'll get out of this. We had heard in a cafe Tuesday night that there was a couple girls. Now, did these girls tell you about this light so that you went out there?
Did
you find it on your own?
I found this on my own.
I got a call
sure like
from Will Harrell that two girls called them. They said they think they seen something, but they didn't want to give any names or anything.
Yeah, no.
Boy, these stories really get
I know.
Yeah, see, now I have a daughter that's going to nursing school, and she's got a friend here by the name of Pat or Pam Johnson, and she's of the opinion that this is a hoax. That's the story she's telling my daughter down at school, see? And, but the thing is, this is the sort of thing that sometimes puts you on the spot, both of you, because, it's not anything that you probably desire to get involved in, because a lot of times people in the past have regretted that they ever got any religion.
Also, this is a way of covering it up. They smear anybody connected with anything that you tell them the truth.
Yeah. They do this with airlines.
Call the names or...
That way it makes me joke out of it. That's why you're moving on the lie detector test. That's one of the things that, who was interested in that? Avco Lawrenson out there? Yeah, that's one of the things that there is. Although I don't know how much authenticity is involved there in those tests. I mean, this guy didn't see you, did he? He never came out yesterday. Kim Craig.
No.
Okay, well, I'm through about this because there seems to be a need to check out a couple of these girls and verify that some way. And then you say that there's a couple of older women.
Yeah.
They don't care any publicity.
Would it be possible to call
these kids around and ask them if they have the name of the woman who was coming up?
Mrs. Foster was her name.
Is that her name, Foster?
My wife
said. She didn't want any publicity, but...
Around this town here, you're going to find out that these kids around here are really going to put a hoax on people.
Yeah.
Don't make a difference who he is, what he is, or what
maybe
he does.
Maybe especially if he's a police officer.
Oh, right. Definitely.
They can give you a rough time, right? In any...
All the time.
They don't seem to be harassing too much. But sometimes somebody can start a nice little rumor to discredit the whole thing, you know.
Did you ever see one of these before, or lights, or any form of these before? How about you?
I've never been in closure around anyone who had.
Were you going south on 6?
Toward Waverly.
I think south.
What we call south on 6. And you could see it just when you got along the side of it. It was about the first
I glanced like that, you know. I was going quite fast, and I glanced. I noticed red lights, and I thought it was a truck. So I figured, well, since these lights weren't flashing, and I stopped. I pulled in this little place where we turn around all the time, and I looked at my watch.
I always look at my watch. It's a habit.
You know, you give out a ticket, you look at your watch, what time it is, you know. And I turn around, I come up on the object, and I put my lights on bright, and it just lit up like a Christmas tree, and the red lights started flashing on and off. These lights were not on the outside of this craft. They were on the inside.
Were they a point light, like a spotlight or a glow?
You see one of these, take a big red light like this, flashing on and on.
Is that what you observed, Pat? Yeah.
Well, it was pull up that chair over there. Coming from the inside, I mean, through the porthole deal.
These lights were set back
in. When you first saw a light when you were up on the road or when the thing got your attention, was it light that got your attention? Were the lights near the top like they'd be on the top of a semi?
No. No, these lights were midway on.
What shape was the thing?
the football.
Well, just a verbal, because this is a tape anyhow. Here's a letter I got from these girls over in here, this scene one. And they sent that letter to me. I've been getting all kinds of fan mail.
Very nice.
Well, we see that.
I don't know when your time is.
Miss Janet Marish at Milligan, Nebraska. She sent you a letter on December 7th from Geneva, Nebraska. What did it say in this letter?
It said,
I'll, let me shut this up. It's early Sunday morning. I didn't work Sunday. My day off. Monday morning, I look at the report. I seen that. Don't ever say it's in a UFO. Said, believe it or not.
But the thing is, there's no necessity really in
giving anything up,
as far as I can see. You know,
and
to me, more people, more civilian people, give the evidence.
Air Force pilot, bus drivers,
my bus driver
turned down.
That I was the only person in the United States that ever got 40 feet from one.
Well,
yeah. Is that winding up from?
Glow or brilliant,
it was so bright that you had to go home.
Was it a sharp white light or kind of bluish white?
Did you see any windows or anybody moving around?
No, I didn't see anything moving inside.
I noticed like inside the red light, it had little black lines, you know, little straight lines going like this.
Vertical lines.
Yeah. That was the inner part of the red light.
Behind. Was there any kind of anything that looked like in the signal?
No.
There have been a couple of sightings where the people claim to have seen a door frame or maybe a signal.
Yeah. But what about this Calvin again? I think we missed that. I had this tape here. You said that they were acting up before this around the edges of town.
Yeah.
And usually how were they? They were enough unusual. You said something about them.
They were, I never seen cows go like that. Just abnormal to me. It just scared me, you know.
In other words, the cows seem to be disturbed.
Yeah, they're very, very restless.
Yeah. Well, that could be in a reaction like his dog, Pat's dog there, you know, was really shook up about it. How did your dog react? Was he a chihuahua or something? Run around the yard and jump on the picnic table and get scratched on the darn, you know, door, barking and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, woke you up? The dog barking or did he let him out?
Well, first I heard the dog barking. Then I heard this noise. And then I went out, you know, through the hallway. Then the top of the hallway, there's the window. And I kept looking out, you know, and watching this thing. And I kept going just as far as I could, you know, so I could see it. And then when I ran downstairs, down the alley, it was gone.
So there's what, about where the interstate crosses 24, higher than 24th Street.
Yeah, I'd be down by the Pontiac.
Right.
They were that.
On
21st, not the street, but the interstate now ends.
Starts with 24th Mata or Victor
up on
you ever take a pipe and take a piece of rubber in and push it through it like a suction?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what this made when it went straight up in the air.
Yeah, well, it probably would. Anything to be moving rapidly through the air.
Go out of sight,
went straight up out of sight. I didn't see no more. I looked up, you know, I was just looking up at it.
He also said when he came upon it was 6 or 8 feet above the ground. It wasn't.
When it was perfectly still, and then it started going like this.
It was just kind of.
Going like this, when it raised up a little bit more, and go like this. It got up to about 50 feet. I said, I don't know actually how high it got up, but I would say it was 50 feet.
It was almost as high as the surface of Highway 6 then when you first saw it.
Yes, it was almost that high, yes.
And there's no other trucks or anything went by in this time, because this total time elapsed was maybe what? Less than 3 minutes or?
1.5 hours.
1.5 hour.
That's when I got back to the station. It was 3 o'clock.
Man. You don't know exactly how long he did walk.
Wow.
He looked like
he was out there.
Time,
I
felt real weak by this.
Well, this might have had some physical effect on him. He has had on other people.
I've asked him every question under the sun. I asked him what time, if he noticed he's walking, he said yes, it was 2:30, and what time he got, the next time he looked at it, he said it was about 3 o'clock, and he'd come right back here to the station.
No.
It's
the
time
in
it.
Just
the still running?
Oh. He never knew anything about our two-way radio.
I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear when he called me.
Well, per se, it could have been quiet at that time.
Yeah.
But did it seem to you like it was a half hour?
Well, I got back to the station. You know, it just seemed like me, like it was 5 minutes.
That's about one asking the time.
Yeah.
The half hour.
So evidently, you either observed it for a short time, you don't remember, or something with, hey, well, these people never
talk to me. I don't know.
I do know that a car went through there at exactly 5 minutes after 2, and there wasn't anything there at that time.
Yeah.
So we didn't see it. At 2 o'clock, 5 after.
How long were the cows kicking up here before you went up?
I checked on them twice. I guess it was about 45 minutes. But I got kind of scared.
When you're getting a whole bunch of cows,
I figured, man, they're going to bust out of the place. I'm going to have my
Yeah.
How did you do it?
In other words, this photograph here that was seen in Beaver, Pennsylvania, August 8, 1965, courtesy of NICAP, and the time exposure was made by James Lucy, was about 45 feet in diameter, and it's on about page 90 of the book Flying Saucers Are Serious Business by Frank Edwards. It's a Bantam book, number S3378, paperback. It's one of several photographs in here, but Mr. Shermer feels that that's about the closest thing that really looks like what he saw.
And he gives off a
sort of a
different one. That was off his camera flash, or that's
so the time exposure there.
I wonder how far away he was.
But that's pretty.
Just pretty well looks like it's Herb.
Mm-hmm.
We believe it. It's about.
Well, well, Herb only saw one side.
Yeah. Well,
that ain't too bad here.
That's fairly close.
Is this a glow down here?
Yeah, that's it.
That's
just
a beam that come out.
And it looks just like that.
That big glow or beam was mostly white.
The beam that he's pointed out it wasn't a straight beam like a spotlight, but it was like a half sphere, like flame coming out of the bottom of it.
Had it all gone.
Shape was.
Well, I don't know.
Now, see this one here? This is the one taken near McMinnville, Oregon. Now, at home, I have this picture here.
He talked to that little guy.
Back on the